website. Our email is info, I-N-F-O, at Blazin, B-L-A-Z-I-N, 985. All right, so once again, info at Blazin, 985. And folks, all right, then let's get you on the lunchbox, all right? And what do we have for you here right now? Well, we have my main man, Mark, over here from Cool Science Festival. I thought you were missing an action because you were just so busy, Mark.
Again, let's see.
It's good to see you as well, all right? And so you, what can I say? You've been sending us some really fascinating people here on the Lunchbox to talk about the Cool Science Festival. And you know what? All of these great people, they're going to be involved with the Cool Science Festival. And I think this year, even though it's virtual, it's going to be a great year for the Cool Science Festival.
It's going to be different. It's going to be exciting. And we got more coming, too. We got all the way through. The festival actually runs through October 18th. It kicks off on Saturday. And
Wait a minute.
Somebody every day.
It kicks off this Saturday.
Saturday. I told you we're getting crunched.
This Saturday. Yeah. All righty then.
That's why I'm frazzled.
So you used to be able to sleep 8 hours a day, eight hours a night. Okay, and are you down to four yet?
Getting there.
You're getting there? Okay, then. Is it going to be like only four for the whole entire festival?
We'll be pulling the all-nighter probably Friday night, making sure everything's ready.
Okay. All right. And speaking of Saturday, what exactly is going on Saturday?
So the festival is October 10th through the 18th, and it kicks off on Saturday with our Carnival Day. And this year, our Carnival Day, and that's a big event for kids. It's usually a big carnival at UCCS, but this year it's online, completely virtual, but still crazy, and there'll still be a lot of stuff going on. And that's just the first day. Like I say, the festival will run through the following Sunday, a week from Sunday, the 18th, and we'll actually have somebody on the lunchbox here every day from now until the end of next week, until Friday, and there'll all be events coming up in the festival. So I'll let you talk with those guys more about those. Today we're going to talk about what's going on Saturday for kids at the carnival.
Okay, now did we already have this discussion, or did you have more stuff?
We talked a little bit. We got what is it? I think we got 30 different programs coming up Saturday, so there's a lot to talk about.
Okay, well, let's get to it. All right, then.
What we talk about, because one thing we always have to have for the kids, you know, right. this really is a day for the kids. Even though it's virtual, it's still a day for the kids. And so with kids, you got to have animals.
Oh, okay.
So we've actually got two zoos, a nature center, and an aquarium. Oh, and the Humane Society. So we actually have five of our presenters are actually animal-related groups. So the kids are going to get their fill of meeting animals, even though it is over the computer.
Right.
And it's all to whet their appetites, too, because all of these places are open. So the zoos and the aquarium are open, so the kids can go there once they see what's happening at the carnival. So we're going to kick it off. The first animal group that we have on Saturday at our carnival is the Downtown Aquarium in Denver. So for kids here in Colorado Springs, they might not get up to Denver that often and see what they might not even know there is an aquarium in Denver.
Very true. Very true. And
we're
like that.
Kind of far from an ocean here.
That is true. We're a little landlocked. Isn't that what they call it?
But they actually have the Downtown Aquarium in Denver, which is actually, if you know where that pedestrian bridge is that people will walk over from downtown Denver if they want to go to the stadium for a football game or something, in that same area there, that same walkover bridge is where the aquarium is.
And I've been there years ago. It's been years since we've been there. And so what are they bringing to the Cool Science Festival this year?
What they're going to do, remember this is virtual.
So virtual.
What they're going to do is they've got some sharks there, and they're going to introduce us to their sharks on Saturday. Specifically, I guess the shark that they're going to, they didn't give me the name of it. I'm sure the kids can tune in and find out what the name of their shark is, but it's a bamboo shark.
Ooh.
So you're going to meet and you're going to find out what's so interesting about bamboo sharks. And they'll talk a lot, I'm sure, about what some of the other animals, the fish and I don't know. I've been in there a while. I don't know. They probably have octopus and everything else. They'll talk about what else they have, but they're really going to feature their sharks. They're calling their program Sensational Sharks. So it's going to be all about sharks, and you'll get to meet their bamboo shark and find out more.
That's pretty cool. All right. And then right after them, well, not right after them, but the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, you have them as well.
Yeah, and they haven't told me yet what animal. They always like to surprise people.
Oh, really?
So they haven't told me yet what animals they're bringing, what their animals they're going to, not bringing this time.
Right.
You know, normally when they bring the animals, they'll usually have like a snake or a giant tortoise or something like that.
Right.
Since this is virtual and they're doing it from the zoo, I don't know, but they could do anything.
You know, yeah.
When they come to our carnival, they can't usually bring a giraffe, but since it's virtual,
how do you even
and they're
transport
doing it from
a
the
giraffe?
Zoo,
how do you even transport a giraffe?
They must have one of those horse trailers with no roof or something.
I think that's really all they can do. Well, but no,
back to when
but
I was
then
a
that's
little
too
kid.
Much. That's too much wind on the neck of the. Of the giraffe, yeah.
I'm thinking back to when I was a little kid and had one of those little toy train sets. And
yeah.
I remember it had a little circus thing and it had a little car that had giraffes and stuff in it.
Yeah, but that means you can't go through any tunnels at all.
No.
You know,
they train him to duck.
Yeah, exactly right.
But since this is virtual, I don't know. Maybe the kids will get to meet their giraffes. I probably shouldn't say that. Then the kids will hear it and be disappointed.
They'll be like, well, Mark said,
you
know,
it's right.
Well, you said, you know, they're good for that. Now, you also got the Pueblo Zoo to do something very cool, and I like this one.
Yeah, now they're doing something interesting that I don't know if the kids know much about a naked mole rat. It is what the name sounds like. It's a hairless rat that lives underground, hardly ever comes out. So it really is a naked mole rat.
It's pretty cool, actually.
But what's really fascinating about naked mole rats, and I just heard a program not too long ago on Science Friday on NPR. They were talking to a researcher. What's interesting about the naked mole rat is they're actually, in terms of their behavior and how they live, they're actually much more like like bees or ants. You know how bees and ants live in social colonies?
Yes.
And they have queens, and they have a whole society where each member of the society has a specific task. That's how these mammals live. These are rats. These are mammals.
Wow.
But they live like that. There's actually a queen, and they actually have a societal structure just like bees or ants do.
So there's a queen naked mole rat.
There's a queen naked mole rat, exactly.
How about that? Well, I guess that's an extraordinary beast.
Yeah. So you're going to learn all about them because they're playing a little video first, and then they're going to talk and show some things. And so I've seen the little video that they have already, and if any kid has an ant farm and you've ever seen what a little ant farm looks like, all the little tunnels and things that the ants are going through, that's where the naked mole rats live in the Pueblo Zoo. And so you're going to get to see their little tunnels and I'm sure they're going to show us the queen. But then they're going to talk to kids about how these mammals are behaving more like ants or bees. And so they're going to show you they have beehives at the Pueblo Zoo. They're going to show the beehives at the Pueblo Zoo the same way. And they're also doing something with the prairie dogs. And I'm not exactly what that is, but I think maybe the prairie dogs also live somewhat similar or something, because they're also comparing the prairie dogs to naked mole rats as well. So you're going to learn about some different animals. These definitely won't be the giraffes and the tortoises and the snakes that we usually see at the carnival. This is going to be naked mole rat, prairie dogs, and bees.
It's very fascinating. Very fascinating. I like that. And so let's see. So that is, what is that, 3 now?
So that's at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
No,
I should mention,
no.
By the way, maybe we should back up. And so what's happening, this is our carnival day on Saturday. And
right.
It's all virtual. The way this is going to work, we've actually got two channels that we're calling them. So we're going to have two simultaneous live stream channels of programming going on. What we've been talking about here are some of the programs that are in our show channel. And so these are shows and demonstrations and things where you're primarily watching, although kids will have a chance to ask questions and the presenters will be able to answer the questions. Because this show channel, what we're going to do for that is we're going to be streaming that live on Facebook. And so if you go to our website, coolscience.org, coolscience.org, on that page you'll see all kinds of links to our Science Festival or the Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival, click on any of those links, and then click on a link that talks about the Carnival Day. Because remember, the festival's 9 days, all kinds of events, so you got to find the Carnival Day.
That's right.
It's easy to find. And when you find that Carnival Day, you'll see that on that page there's a whole schedule, and it talks about how the Carnival Day is going to work. And this is the show channel, and you'll see right at the top of the schedule for the show channel, it says that this is going to be on Facebook Live. And it's got the link right there. Obviously, we're not live yet. This doesn't kick off until 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. But you can, if you click that link and go to Facebook now, Facebook's got a nice little feature that lets you set a reminder. So if you click on that, go to Facebook and say, I want to be reminded, they'll actually send you a reminder on Saturday morning that, hey, the Cool Science Festival is about, or Carnival Day is about to take off. So
now let me ask you this, okay? You and your constituents, have you figured out what kind of viewing percentage you need or how many people are viewing to consider this a success?
I have. If anybody watches, I'll consider it a success. I have absolutely no idea what to expect. I'll tell you, when you know, this is the first time we've ever done anything virtual.
Right.
And here the whole day is virtual. So it's a huge experiment. We have no idea what to expect.
All right. So
in the past, you know, we've been doing the Carnival Day. We've been doing this is our 11th year. We've actually been doing this Carnival Day 2 or 3 years longer than that. So we've been doing it a long time, and we know, and it's a free event, and so we know that we'll get 5,000 to 6,000 kids on Carnival Day when it's at UCCS.
Right.
I have absolutely no idea what to expect for virtual because, I don't know, a lot of kids are spending their whole week doing their school on the computer.
Very true.
Maybe the last thing they want to do on a Saturday morning is get up and get on the
computer.
Well,
I don't know.
There's some
really cool things going on over
here. There's so many things going on. Yeah. And that's why we have to have all these animals. We have to do something to give them a reason to get on the computer Saturday morning.
Now, one of the things that I really like about this is that since it is on Facebook Live, you have people in different countries.
Exactly. And we do.
Then doing that. And so what are you doing to reach out to people all around the United States and other countries to come to the Cool Science Festival this year virtually?
Well, we're not doing much because we're a little operation with a very tiny budget.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's not like we're marketing this worldwide or anything.
But, I understand.
But, I mean, it is on our Facebook page. We've got announced. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks now on our Facebook. And our Facebook, if the easiest way to find our Facebook page is just to go to coolscience.org and click the Facebook button. That'll take you to the Facebook page. Now I want to make clear, though, the streaming, the Carnival Day show channel is actually on our Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival Facebook page. We have two Facebook pages, not our main. Although there's a good chance I may cave and decide to stream it to our regular Facebook page as well. But either way, you'll be able to find it. If you go to our Cool Science Facebook page by accident, you'll see a big banner or something on there that says, hey, if you want to see the Carnival Day, go over here. So it'll be easy to find either way. But we may end up streaming it on both of them.
The more places you stream it, the better off you're going to be. Because I was going to say Periscope wouldn't be bad at all.
Yeah, I got enough things to worry about right now without having another one. So don't even get started on that.
Usually you get the one thing, right? And it can go to different places, all right?
Because
we haven't even mentioned YouTube yet.
Well, you got it. Well, and we'll get to that in a minute because we are doing something different on YouTube.
Different. Right? Oh, okay.
But just to finish up your question, you'd ask about what we're doing worldwide. We're on all the social media channels. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And so we have been promoting it a little. We're not going crazy. Like I say, we're just a little group. But we do have let me put it this way. Half of our Twitter followers are overseas. I don't know how that ever happened.
But
we are definitely getting some people that will tune in to watch from overseas just because they see it on Twitter. And I don't know how we ever got all those people. You know, we have an awful lot of people in the Middle East on our Twitter channel.
Well, you know, science is cool.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And so, you know, I hope you break the bank. I really do. I hope you break the service.
It's all
bank.
Free. We're not making any money on it.
Yeah, exactly. But still, I hope you break the service. But hey, it went down. Why did it went down? Well, you know what I'm saying? We had a million, 3 million followers, right? They're trying to watch it once, and they couldn't, you know, we broke the bank.
Yeah, I have no illusions of that happening at all. Like I say, I'll be happy, you know, I really, you know, because everybody's asking, I really have no idea how many people we're going to get, or even whether there'll be kids. You know, maybe the parents, you know, find out about it. They put their kid in front of the computer, and you know how kids are. After 15 minutes, they lose interest.
Well,
and maybe the parents end up watching this. I don't know.
Well, there is some really good stuff over here. There really is. Okay, now, I know for a fact they're going to want to watch the Mr. Freeze show. You're absolutely going to want to see that. All right. Then you're going to want to see the stuff for NASA. All right. Then you want to see the chemistry magic show happening at 10 a.m. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Well,
I mean, and then you got
and
the sharks.
I'm jumping on our lab channel.
Yeah, I'm jumping all over the place.
I am. Starting to say a minute ago that we've got these two different channels going on. We've got the show channel, which is what we talked about now. And that's the one that's going to be streaming on Facebook Live. We've also got, because our carnival, when we do our carnival in the past, and it's at UCCS, we have shows like this going on all day. We have animal groups that come in, and that's going on all day. But I think what most kids really enjoy about coming to our carnival is that we have all kinds of activities and experiments and crafts and things that they can do. They can look through telescopes, and they can launch rockets, and they can make slime, and they can do all these things. And obviously, that's a little harder to do in a virtual format, but we're going to give it a try. And so running simultaneously along with all these shows, we've got what we're calling our lab channel. And the lab channel are those interactive activities, experiments, and different activities kids can do at home. And what they'll be doing, and again, it's a number of different groups that are presenting these. And an instructor from that group will basically be leading the kids through an experiment. Actually, we're going to kick it off right at 9 o'clock on the lab channel. Is Children's Hospital right here in Colorado Springs, the pediatric sports medicine group, is actually going to get kids started by showing them some good warm-up exercises and ways that they can avoid injuries in their favorite sports.
Well, that's important.
And what better activity to do right at 9 o'clock in the morning? Do your warm-ups. And so that's something kids can actually follow along with this at home. And so for these activities in the lab channel, they actually need to sign up. We want the kids to sign up. We're going to do this on Zoom so that they'll actually be in the activity.
That makes sense.
And so they've got to go and pre-register for these. And so that information's on our website, how they'll pre-register for these activities. And we'll talk more. We'll talk about more of them as we go on here.
All right, great. And so I tell you what, let's take a quick little break and then talk some more about Lab Day. That okay?
That sounds good.
All right, then, folks. All right, you're with Mike and Mark. This is The Lunchbox, and we'll be right back.
Yo, this is Eminem.
This is Jay-Z.
Yo, this is Ice Cube.
Classic hip-hop and R&B plays here.
Now put your lighters up.
Blazer 98.5.
And we're back here with The Lunchbox, 11:23 in the afternoon, folks. All right, well, I guess it's still morning. All right, so it's 11:23, still in the morning, folks. All right, want to let you know that if we take a look at the weather real quick. All right, so now, 76 degrees outside, folks. All right, that feels like 82, though, so that's good. And a high tomorrow of 85, weather brought to you by Club Tilt & Grill. And if anybody would like to, you're hearing Mark and myself here on The Lunchbox, and you would like to feature yourself or your business or your industry on The Lunchbox, by all means, get in contact with us. It's info@blazin.com. 985. All right, Blazin, B-L-A-Z-I-N. All right, so info@blazin985, and we'll get right back in touch with you. But Mark, we were talking about Lab Day.
So we were talking about how our carnival day, our virtual carnival day, since it's all online, we've divided it into two different channels. And the one channel's going to be mostly shows.
Right.
We talked about the animals. We'll talk about some more shows we've got in there, because we got more than just animals. But we've also got a lab channel, and that's the one where the kids get to be a scientist or an engineer at home. They don't have to just sit and watch that one. They're gonna make a mess.
They're gonna make a mess in your house, all right?
So you get to clean it up. Yeah.
So one of the things that I noticed over here, all right, so at 9:30, you have Zach and Zoe Adventures, and they're going to be making slime.
Right. Well, we talked about a mess, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go right there.
9:30 is the first mess of the day.
All right.
And they're going to show you, and it's actually going to be Zoe. So Zach and Zoe is actually a little business that was started by a gentleman in town here, and he got his own daughter involved in it. And they actually put out a magazine. Actually, they're going to be here on Monday, next Monday. You're going to talk to them, so he'll tell you more about it. But he actually puts out a STEM, a science, technology, engineering, and math magazine for kids. So you can subscribe to his magazine, which is full of all kinds of activities, and they go off to museums and do write stories about what's in that museum, and it's a great little magazine for kids to give them a lot of activities and information on science.
Pretty cool. Now, one of the things that we noticed over here, because I like this, because here's the thing, you guys were extremely thorough on what you're doing, and what I mean by that is you actually put a link in here where, so you have to go and pre-register, but you'll tell you the equipment and everything you need to participate in the Zoom phone call.
Exactly. For all these activities in the lab channel, we talked about how the show channel is just streaming on Facebook Live. You can just tune in and watch that. You want to go to our webpage so you see what the schedule is and
right.
You know what's coming up, but you can just go and watch that. You don't have to sign up or do anything in
advance. In fact, you just click on it and you can just watch it all day long.
You're watching all day long. And we'll record. You know, Facebook and records everything, all the live programs, so it'll be there and you can watch it later. Probably shouldn't tell people that because we want them to watch it.
We want them to watch it, right?
But it'll be there. If you miss one, and since we do have labs and shows going on at the same time, and sometimes there might be, at 9:30, then you might want to see both of them. So at least you won't have to miss it, because you can always go back and watch the show after you've done the lab. You want to do the lab live, because you want to be right in there, and you're able to ask questions or to show other, not only the instructor, but you can show the other kids in the lab, in the Zoom lab, what yours looks like. So that's why we're making this interactive. So for the lab activities, the kids are going to have to sign up. And on our website, if you go to our website on our Carnival Day page, so again, coolscience.org, and then go to the find the festival and find the Carnival Day, and you'll see the lab channel, and the whole schedule is there, and it gives you a brief description of what every activity is going to be, what time, and then there's a link to register, to pre-register. And what you do is you want to click on that link. And when you click on that link, that's going to actually take you to a page that will first tell you everything you need for that activity. So we were talking about slime. So it tells you that you need to have Elmer's glue and contact lens solution and a bowl. And this is the important one, a tablecloth. That's the important one. So it tells you everything you're going to need. And so you get all that stuff ready. And then at 9:30, that lab will begin. We'll send you, when you sign up for it, so you'll see the materials. And then you actually sign up. You give us your name and your email address and everything so that we can send you a Zoom link. And then you will actually click that link. And at 9:30, you'll be able to do that lab. Now, we're also going to stream the labs. We have a limit. We can't just take 100 people in every lab. So most of these labs are limited to anywhere from 20 to 30 kids. So the first 20 to 30 are going to get to sign up and actually be in the lab that day. But we'll also simulcast this on our YouTube channel, or I should say, again, our Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival YouTube channel.
There we go.
And there'll be a link for that. You'll see it. It's not on the page yet, but we'll have it up there before Carnival Day. So any kids who aren't able to actually sign up and be in the lab can still watch the lab on YouTube, and they'll get almost as much out of it that way.
Now, one of the things I really like about this that I'm noticing is that so far, of the couple that I've looked at and stuff you're going to need, you don't have to really go out and buy anything extreme. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just household stuff that you have.
No, that's the whole idea.
You know what I'm saying?
That
you have. You don't have to go and get anything.
Exactly. These are things that for the most part, kids already have around the house. You just want to prepare them and have them ready to go. But yeah, that's the whole idea. Is we don't want you to have to go out and buy some fancy science kit and that you might not even be able to find, and it might be expensive. No, these are all activities that use materials that you're going to find around the house. And that's really what cool science is all about too. We should step back. We've been talking about the carnival and the festival, but cool science, which is the group that I run, the nonprofit that I run that hosts this event, we do programs like this year-round. Normally, in a normal year, we go into a school and do activities like this. Now we're doing them virtually. So if you like the activities that you see on Carnival Day, go to our regular Cool Science website, and especially if you're a teacher, and sign up, and we can do these kind of programs for your school. We can do it for other groups, and so we're doing virtual now. When things get back to normal, we can actually come out, and we even do a birthday party if you want.
Oh,
But we do mostly
I like that.
Schools and libraries.
I like that.
And
now,
so these activities are really the same kind of things that we'll do year-round. But these are hosted by other groups, too,
right,
that we partner with. And that's nice, too. You get to introduce some other groups.
Now, let me ask you this, okay? Because this one's kind of got me a little perplexed, if you will, okay? Mm-hmm. How do you turn a straw into a rocket? And here's the thing, and here's why it's got me so complex, because there's nothing here. Okay, then what do you have here? You have a clean drinking straw, several sheets of paper, tape, and scissors. And now that's going to turn it into a rocket?
Well, maybe I should say this isn't a rocket that's going to take you to the moon.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
But this is going to be, yeah, you're basically turning a little straw into a little rocket with a puff of air. It'll shoot off and fly away.
Really?
And, you know, a straw looks almost like a rocket, doesn't it? Just put a little nose cone on it, a couple fins on the bottom. It already looks like a rocket.
Well, that's true. And I mean, you know, when it's in the wrapper, I take the wrapper off just a little bit, you know, and I blow it at the person on the other side of the table. I do that.
And that's basically what this is all about. And I know in this particular activity, too, because this is about 20 to 30 minutes. Let's see, this is a...
20 minutes.
This is a 50-minute activity now that I look at it.
Oh, is it?
And she's going to talk a lot about rockets, too. So it's more than just... Basically, she's going to tell you about rockets. She might even have you do some other little demonstrations or experiments. And then you get to build a rocket. So it's more than just making a rocket out of a straw. The kids are going to learn a lot about rockets doing this activity.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Well. Yeah.
I'm absolutely intrigued. All right. So here's the thing. On the Zoom, don't be surprised if the parents are getting into it as well as the adults, all right? Now, when you were live, did you find that out, that the kids are having fun, but it's like the adults were having almost as much, maybe even more fun than the kids?
Oh, absolutely. The adults have just as much, if not more fun. I mean, there have been many times that I've had to, ask a grandparent to move aside so a kid can get up to the table. I have had to do that a few times.
Could the kids come through and do this too, please?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it's fine. I'm glad you're having a good time, but the kids, sir, the kids.
Or they want to have a conversation with you because they're so intrigued by the science.
Right.
That now they want to have the science conversation, which I love to have, but the poor little kid is standing there saying, I want to make my rocket. So
the timing wasn't right.
Definitely. These are all more exciting, just as exciting for the family. This is really a whole family event, absolutely.
I like that.
And since we're talking about rockets, this is also an opportunity to jump back to the show track for a second.
Okay.
You know, this is in the lab track, the kids get to make their own little straw rocket, but in the show track, we actually have a recent graduate from UCCS. He just graduated last year, and he's already training to be a spaceflight controller at Johnson Space Center.
Wow.
And so he is going to talk, and we talked a little about this in one of our other radio interviews. He's going to be telling kids about real rockets and some of the, you know, especially some of the rockets that are being developed right now by SpaceX and Boeing. So he's going to talk about real. So they'll have a chance to talk about real rockets or see the demonstration about real rockets in the show channel. We've also got a couple. We've got another astronomer at the end of the day who's going to talk about some radio astronomy. So we've got some astronomy, some rocket science. But in the lab channel, that's where the kids get to make their own little straw rocket. So that's one of the activities there. And we got more, too. You know, we don't have just rockets. We've also got, we've actually got something for the little kids. At 11 o'clock, it's actually the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL. I don't know if a lot of people around here have heard of that, but this is a national laboratory. This is a U.S. government research laboratory that's actually up in the Boulder, Denver Boulder. NREL, I think, is actually in West Denver is where NREL is. And... they've got a bunch of activities for kids on their website. And I should also mention all these activities all that are on the schedule for our carnival and our show, the group that's presenting them, the organization that presents them, we also have a link to their website as well. So you can click on that link and that will take you to, in this case, NREL's website. And they have lots of activities for kids. And so the presenter that day will certainly mention that too. So for parents, not only are the kids going to get to do an activity, but that presenter is going to tell the parents that, hey, come to our website and there's lots more activities you can do all the time. A lot of them have regularly scheduled virtual programs because the whole world is switching over to virtual right now. So all of these organizations that do a lot of outreach, educational outreach anyway, now they're switching over to virtual programs. So people from anywhere can go and enjoy some of the programs they have on their website anytime. And in this particular case with NREL, what they're going to be doing, this is for little guys. This is for ages 4 to 8. Should also mention all these activities, we tell you the age that's appropriate for the kids on those. This is one that's appropriate for the little preschool up to maybe first or second, maybe third grade. They're actually going to read a story first. So they've got a little story. This one they're doing for Saturday is called On a Beam of Light. And they're going to read that story for the little kids. And then the kids are going to use toys and a bowl of water to do some simple little experiments to teach a little more about light waves. The difference between waves and particles. I think everybody's probably heard waves. The light is both a wave and a particle at the same time. Well, they're going to do their best to get that idea across to 4- and 5-year-olds.
So that sounds that.
And
absolutely
do it with
amazing.
Toys and a bowl of water.
Now, you know, I'm really liking this because you really did try to include everybody.
We're trying to get
you
things.
You really try to include everybody.
I mean, the target for this particular.
But this particular one is
this
younger.
This particular car. Well, but I was going to say for Carnival Day is targeted at K through 8th kids primarily.
Right.
I could say it's a family event. It's fun for all. But this is really elementary and middle school age kids is the target demographic for Carnival Day. But again, you know, getting back to the festival. Festival's 9 days, and we've got events for all ages. We don't have it this year, but in a normal year, we even have signs of brewing beer or signs of whiskey and things like that.
That's
We're not having that this year. A little hard to do those virtually. But we for the festival, we definitely have talks that are for adults. We still have a lot of events for kids. So we have a whole variety of things. But on Carnival Day, what you're going to find is mostly kids stuff. Which, again, is not to say it's not going to be interesting for the parents as well, especially some of the space and rocket talks.
All right. So I tell you what, let's take a quick little break and then come right back to this. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, then, folks. That's right. That's exactly what we're going to do. All right, then. I'm Big Mike. That's Mark. And we'll be right back.
Yo, what up? This is Big Snoop Dogg.
Too Short.
B.I.G. Classic hip-hop and R&B plays here.
Now put your mind to the
Blazer 98.5.
And we're back here at the Lunchbox. Hope everybody's having a really great afternoon. Remember, if you want to be a part of the Lunchbox, we would absolutely love to have you. This is a live show, folks. We do this live every afternoon. And if you'd like to be a part of it, please do. And please email us at info@blazin985. So INFO, you know, the at symbol, Blazin, BLAZIN. 985, and we'll get right back to you. But now we're with Mark, and we're talking about the Cool Science Festival and that first Carnival Day, folks. This is a doozy. They've got so many things going on that they had to have. Well, you had to have two virtual channels.
I tell you what, you're going to have two or three computers at home.
I mean, very true, folks. All right, now don't get us wrong. On the Facebook Live, you could probably just put it on Facebook Live and keep it there the whole entire day,
exactly.
And wouldn't be disappointed whatsoever.
And that'll get you half of what's going.
All right, now if you want to be more interactive, they have the Zoom channels that you need to pre-register for.
You need to pre-register. We'll send you a Zoom link. And then your kids will actually get to be in the action. And if they want to turn their camera on, that's fine. If they want to leave their camera off, either way. But they can turn their camera on, and they can see a bunch of other kids doing the same activity. They'll be able to see the instructor. The instructor will be able to see them. And then the instructor will be able to, you know, help them do this activity at home. And, of course, we want mom or dad or somebody adult also kind of supervising things at home, especially when you get into the slime and some of the other stuff.
They're going to make a mess in your house, folks, just letting you know.
Yeah, because we can't guarantee virtually that they will do something bad at home. You better keep an eye on them.
Very true. Now, I noticed at 1:45, Girl Scouts of Colorado are doing acid and bases and a do-it-yourself volcano reaction, all right? Folks, I don't know if you want to let them do this inside. This is outside activity. Am I right about that?
I think they're going to do it inside, actually.
Well, I'm saying
it's,
for...
It's not a crazy volcano.
Oh, it's not a crazy volcano.
Okay. They're just going to show kids... Because basically what they're going to do, the Girl Scouts are going to teach kids about acids and bases, two very different types of chemicals, basic chemicals. And they're going to use... And they're going to talk about the acids and the bases that you have in your refrigerator and your kitchen cabinet. And they're going to teach kids how to learn the difference between acids and bases using something that you probably will have to go to the grocery store. I don't know how many people keep red cabbage at home. Some people do. But it's easy to find. It's easy to find in any grocery store.
Then we're in two different places.
And what you're basically going to do, what they're going to show you how to do is to shred up the cabbage. And the kids can do it with their hands or they can do it with scissors. It doesn't really matter. You just got to tear it into little pieces. And then what you're going to do is you're going to pour hot water over it. So you're basically going to make cabbage tea. Is what you're going to do. And you'll make a nice purple looking liquid, and that purple looking liquid does some very special things. There's a chemical in red cabbage called an anthocyanin. We want to get into the chemistry. And that chemical will actually change colors depending on whether you mix it with an acid or a base and how strong those acids and bases are. And so you can make colors all the way from deep reds to yellows to greens to blues. It'll actually change color whether you're mixing it with, say, lemon juice or baking soda or shampoo. They'll try a bunch of different experiments.
How about vinegar?
And vinegar. Vinegar's another one. And they'll show you, the kids will actually get to do the experiment. And, mix this cabbage juice with vinegar and see what happens. And then mix it with baking soda and see something different.
I'm excited. I want to go grab a cabbage and do it now.
There you go.
I want to go grab a cabbage and do it now. That's pretty cool,
folks.
Yeah,
if you remember back, if you ever took chemistry in high school, and you might have used something called litmus paper. If you remember that little piece of paper.
I remember my Bunsen burner.
You dip it into your vinegar or whatever, and the paper changes color. And in fact, I don't think they're going to cover it in this particular lab on Saturday, but we do this activity, Cool Science, we do this activity with kids in school all the time. And we often will, once they make this cabbage juice, we'll actually have them put a coffee filter, just an ordinary white coffee filter, into the juice, and it, of course it'll stain it purple. And then we let it dry, and now you've got your own homemade litmus paper. Now you can cut off little strips of that paper and dip it into different liquids, and the paper will change color depending on what you put.
Oh!
So you get to make your own
litmus paper. Look at the big brain on you!
Yeah, well, that's what we do, yeah.
Look at the big brain on you!
Maybe I'll mention it to the Girl Scout people, and they'll mention that as well. But this is just, it's just another example.
So now I'm going to go home and try this. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Now I've got to go home and
try this. That's the whole idea, is to go home and try it.
That it's working.
Yeah.
It's absolutely working.
So we've been talking about a bunch of the different lab and show activities. So again, remember the show activities, you just watch those on Facebook Live. The information's on the webpage. The lab activities, the kids are going to sign up in advance to watch those. But before we go, I want to make sure we hit, we actually have two, what I'm going to call our two feature presentations.
All right.
Our feature presentation for the show channel and then our feature presentation for the lab channel. For the lab channel, the main event of the day is at 1:00, and we actually have a man called, his name is Eddie Goldstein. He travels all over the world. He is a world-class magician. He, a real magician, just like David Copperfield or anyone else.
Penn and Teller?
Maybe not quite at Penn and Teller, maybe not quite as famous as those guys, but he gets around the world doing this. But he also has a science background. And so he specializes in teaching kids science at the same time that he's doing magic tricks. And what he's going to do, and he did a show for us last year that the kids loved. And it was actually many of the same demonstrations. He calls it this one the Magical Math and Science Show. And he did a show last year, and this wasn't just, drawing, adding numbers on a blackboard or something. He was actually tying ropes around kids and asking them if they, challenging them to try and untangle themselves. And he made a human bridge out of four adults. He had them do, if you've ever seen the game Twister, kind of looked like they were playing Twister, but they actually made a freestanding bridge just from their own bodies. And he showed what the science was that made that work and the math that was involved. And what he's doing for the show this year is he's going to actually show the kids how to do some of these magic tricks from home. So this will be a lab where the kids are actually going to learn some magic tricks, and most of them are math magic tricks, and they will actually learn to do them and practice them and get to do them from home. So that's at 1 o'clock in our lab channel. So you definitely want to sign up for that one.
Absolutely.
Because you want to be in that lab, because he's going to be showing you some things, and you might not, you know, just from watching it in the video, you might not be really clear. So you might want to say, wait a minute, could you show me that again? Or am I doing this right? You know, you can hold what you're doing up to your camera. So he's got some things that you kids definitely will get a kick out of doing. And as I say, the show he did last year was very popular. So that's Eddie Goldstein's Magical Math and Science Interactive show this year, and that's at 1 o'clock in our lab channel. Now the feature presentation, the highlight of the day in our show channel on the other side of our schedule, at 11 o'clock we've actually got two paleontologists. Actually, I believe one of them is a paleobotanist. So I think we have a paleontologist and a paleobotanist. And these are two scientists from the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. So they're right here in Colorado. And they came down to Colorado Springs a few years ago and were poking around in an area just east of town called Corral Bluffs. And if you've been listening to the interviews, you heard an interview with some ladies from Corral Bluffs, because they're going to give some hikes out in that area. And what these two scientists found in that area are some of the earliest and biggest, and certainly the most early mammal fossils that have ever been discovered. So this, if you remember your dinosaur history, you remember that there was a giant asteroid or a meteor, whatever you want to call it, that crashed into Mexico 66 million years ago. None of us were around, but
nope.
But scientists know that it happened about then. And 66 million years ago, that asteroid was so huge that it, I mean, anything within, I don't know how many hundreds of miles, was incinerated, first of all. But it threw up so much dust and ash into the air that it basically darkened the sky for years. And just, I don't know how much, I think 75 to 80% of all life on Earth died off, went extinct, and including the dinosaurs. But mammals survived. The only mammals that were around with the dinosaurs were about the size of a rat, if I remember correctly. But they managed to survive. They were scavengers, and they found a way to get enough food that they survived, even though the dinosaurs didn't. And they went on to evolve and turn into all of the mammal life you see now. And that those discoveries, they're finally solving that mystery. Scientists for years, for decades, have wondered, why did the mammals survive? What was it about those mammals that allowed them to survive when the dinosaurs didn't? And it was a mystery because there just were no fossils. They just couldn't find any fossils that the scientists could answer that question, until a few years ago, right here outside of Colorado Springs, that they started discovering these really early mammal fossils that are now solving that mystery. And so these scientists are going to talk about that at 11 o'clock, and they're gonna show some of the discoveries they made, tell kids a little about mammals, and I'm sure they'll talk a little about dinosaurs too. But the other thing, and so there's a couple of things that are really cool about this. One, once the kids get all excited with this talk, you can take them out to Corral Bluffs later in the week, because we've got some special events coming up, and you can actually tour that area. You can take some hikes out there and maybe see some fossils yourself. They'll certainly show you where the particular kind of rocks that they found them in, and they'll talk a lot about the geology, and the kids will actually get to see where these discoveries were made, because it's right here. You don't have to go all the way off to someplace around the world. These discoveries were made right here outside of Colorado Springs.
And I like that, because a lot of people think, oh, I got to go here to see. Nope, yeah. You can own backyard. Now, you do have to schedule an appointment, folks. Yeah. Just remember that.
And the other thing that's really cool, one of these scientists, his name is Tyler Leeson, Dr. Tyler Leeson, and he's basically been a paleontologist since he was about 13 years old. He was already leading his own dinosaur digs. He's from the South Dakota, the Badlands area in South Dakota, which some people may know is also a really good area for finding fossils. And he was out looking for dinosaur fossils when he was just a middle school age kid. And so he can really relate to the kids in the audience on Saturday and tell them that, hey, you may only be 12 or 13 years old, but you can, if you're interested in this sort of stuff, look what you can do. And so that'll be a really great for kids to see someone who's been doing this for so long, and he can tell them, here's what it was like when I was 13. Yeah, I was doing this.
Absolutely. So now I'm while you're talking, all right, then I've already signed myself in there, or the kids. I signed up the kids for some of these events, all right, but signed up the kids for some of these events, of course, all right, then. So the not kids. Me, the kids.
The kids.
All right, I've been signing them up for events. So just letting you know there, all right. So if you want to sign up for any of these events, all right, especially the Zoom ones, what do they need to do, Mark?
So you need to get to our website and get signed up for these things. Like I say, most of these activities, most of our lab activities, we're limiting just so the instructor isn't overwhelmed with trying to see 50 kids' Zoom windows at the same time.
I think they would love it personally, but that's just me.
You people doing school at home, you know what I mean. If you're trying to see the whole class, or the teachers especially, trying to handle a whole class, 30 Zoom windows. So we're limiting it to about 20. I think most of them are 20. A couple of them we might have as many as 30. But we do have a limit. So you want to sign up quickly. You want to get pre-registered. It's all free. I guess I haven't even said that yet. But
all free.
Everything is free. There's no cost for any of this. You just need to sign up. And then we'll send you that Zoom link. And then you just show up on Carnival Day at that time. And meanwhile, you know, while your lab isn't going, shoot over to the Facebook Live channel and watch one of the shows over there. And if you miss a show while you're doing a lab, you can always go back and watch the recording. We'll have all those links on our from the show channel on our Facebook channel, so you can always go and watch them on Facebook. And we'll probably also upload them to our YouTube channel as well. So there'll be lots of opportunity to see the ones you missed. But if the kids actually want to do these labs at home, you need to get pre-registered.
That's right. Mark, once again, it's always a pleasure having you, and we never have enough time. Some people say, I can't talk for an hour. You'd be surprised what you can do, folks.
I have no trouble talking forever. So again, website, one more time, coolscience.org, CoolScience.org, and that's where you're going to find all this information.
That's right. Well, we want to thank you for joining us again. It's always a pleasure. All right, thank you very much for joining us on the Lunchbox, everybody. Y'all have a great afternoon.